Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel and...
I'm sorry, is that better? This is Rachel in customer support. I'm a supervisor. How can I assist?
Okay, my wife had called you. She's on a line. Hold on just a moment.
And even though it's not building a segment, have you removed the P2 override?
Yeah, we can try that.
Even though there's no segment, I just...
Yeah.
Because I went out to certify, I went to reinstate the other case, and it's still saying she has active coverage, so I went back, and I'm like, well, sure enough, the P2 segment still has a dash. It has nothing after it.
Yeah. Go ahead, send it to me.
All right. All right, I'm
going to
go into page change and do that. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Sorry about that. I'm at work still trying, working from home, trying to, it's all really confusing. Okay, I need to have the account for my husband canceled and all of the charges returned because he is not of sound mind to agree to those.
Okay, if I can please have your zip code and your name, please.
My name is Wanda Skeeters, and the zip code is 62702.
Okay, just one moment, please. And if you could also, for security purposes, verify your address.
1221 North Pool Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702.
Okay, thank you. And if you could also please verify your email address.
My email or his? I'm not sure. If it's under mine, it's Wanda Skeeters at att.net.
Okay, I guess it shows his. Yes.
I have no idea what his is. And okay. I'm not even sure he will know what it is.
Okay, can you please ask him if he can please verify his email?
Do you know what your email address is? Is it SKeet44?
Okay, and what email company is that?
Do you know who it's through? He said maybe AOL or Yahoo.
Okay. Thank you. And
this
if you
is
don't...
what I've got to deal with all the time.
Okay. And if you'd also please verify your phone number.
You want his or mine?
I don't know which one it shows, but I can
okay,
let you
know. I'll give you. It's 217. 299-7918.
All right. Thank you so much. So I've gotten an account located that shows it shows your husband's name and your last name, of course.
Stephen
with your right. And it shows your address. It's the shipping and billing address. It shows his email there. It is Yahoo. Also, it does show his phone number. And it shows a canceled account. The item that was initially requested was the spy cam, so it shows a canceled account for what's called the discount shopping membership by paying the initial shipping and handling. It started a trial offer that comes with the discount shopping membership. Information is sent to the customer's email regarding a voucher where you can purchase additional products monthly. And it is a monthly charge. It's already been canceled. That canceled future charges and shipments. And
okay.
Let's see.
Then how do I go about getting the charges back? Because he hadn't, he has Parkinson's, which is very frustrating in itself, but he doesn't remember things. so he doesn't even realize he got that email or even what the email was about to even cancel it before they started the charges.
Okay, for the $49.97 that it shows was billed in January, because of the information that's provided, I can provide a 35% refund on that $49.97. That's the cost of
okay,
the membership.
I've been told three different amounts now. I have been told 30%, 50%. Now I'm being told 35%. I want it all returned because he is not a sound mind to have agreed to anything.
Okay, you have power of attorney for your husband?
Yes, for his medical.
Okay.
And we're working on getting power of attorney for everything else.
Okay. We don't process these orders. This was all done through the website where information was entered. And we're a call center. I can refund 50% of the $49.97.
How about if you refund all of it?
I can refund 50%, ma'am, of the $49.97.
Okay, we are going to be disputing this, and I will be contacting the lawyer because, like I said, he is not a sound mind to have agreed to this. So there is no reason that we should be responsible.
Okay, I don't have anything to do with your personal affairs, but with the situation.
I understand.
Do you help
that,
him to check his emails? Information is sent to the customer's email.
This is what I'm going to have to start. This is another thing I'm having to start doing.
Okay. Have you already put in a request for this? Because even with the current situation, with the way information was provided and processed on the website, you still could stand being jeopardy of what's called a chargeback, which means he agreed to legal terms and conditions there. Have you already disputed that?
I will be. Where do I need to go to do that?
We wouldn't know anything, ma'am, regarding your financial institution, but I'm just asking you, have you already begun a dispute?
Yes, we have.
You did already begin a dispute?
Yes, I did.
Okay. When did you begin the dispute?
Today, when I started going through his account to see what was going on with it.
Okay. All right. If you've begun the dispute with the card issuer or card company or whoever that may be, we can provide you with the refund for the $49.97, but we would need to have a representative from your card company or the card issuing bank confirm that you're willing to drop the dispute. They would need to contact the company with you conferenced in on the line, and we would refund you with them on the line.
Okay. The institute is now closed, so that's not going to help me any. Is there a direct number that I can call so that on Monday morning when they are open, I can give you a call back?
Well,
because
the toll-free number.
I want November, December, and January's back.
The toll-free number.
I'm disputing them all.
You have disputed them all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, usually when you dispute like that, they get the refunds taken care of for you, but they're temporary while they investigate.
Right.
So you were wanting the bank and the merchant to refund you?
Well, I think the merchant should refund the bank if the bank's going to refund to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's only right?
I don't think it quite works like that with disputes, ma'am. But if you – we're 24/7. If the what's called the fraud or dispute department is open tomorrow, we don't close. We are open around the clock. But if you want to wait until Monday?
It'll have to wait until Monday because I have things I have to do tomorrow that I'm not going to be able to be on hold or that because of other obligations.
Okay. All right. Well, I will note that you will have the bank to, or your card company or whoever they are, to call Monday with you added on the phone call to confirm that you're willing to drop the disputes or that the disputes are not already in process.
Okay. But, do I need to call you, or how is this going to work?
The bank needs the call. Usually, if you've disputed it, yeah, if you've disputed it, it needs to be a representative from the dispute department or the fraud department. Well, dispute department.
Okay.
Or fraud.
That's
contact us
and
they.
I can do that, but what number do they need to call?
The same number that you just dialed us on. So usually, number on the statement will work, or you can call the call center. I don't know which number you dialed us on.
It was 888-671-4795.
Okay, that will work. We're a 24/7 call center, so.
All right, because we were, I mean, we had to have a call back, so, and it took forever. And I don't think someone up from another institute is going to be able to stay on hold that long.
Yeah, early in the morning. Well, there are peak times for calls, like around lunchtime. It's can get pretty busy. But calling early in the morning is pretty good. Like around noon, people want assistance or whatever with orders. It can get pretty busy, and Mondays are busy. So early in the morning would work really well.
All righty.
All right.
I will do that. Like I said, I'm disputing all of them, so I want them all refunded.
Well, once they give us a call in and confirm that you're willing to drop the dispute, we can get you refunded.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support.